that right?
Yeah, could we ask, could we set a motion or something here asking all of the LSBs to come up with a fundraising goal by such and such a date?
We certainly could. Would you like to propose it?
So moved.
Well.
By what? By what date, Andrew?
Well, I mean, you know, at least with the new boards or that's coming in place, we could look at January to say that we would like to have, you know, at least a potential goal or a projected for, let's say, by January, you know, because they come in December, they're on board. And to say something like that?
Could we phrase it as goals and plans? So that
goals.
Additional,
sure. Goals
yeah,
and plans.
So
yeah, okay. And the plans would include, like, fundraising?
Well, the kind of things that were just being suggested,
okay.
For instance.
All right.
Yeah.
So I move that we have asked our LSBs throughout the Pacifica Network to develop and come up with goals of fundraising goals by January 2011.
Would you email that to me, please?
I will try.
And could we include plans in that?
And plans.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
In January, pretty quick, because they'll be coming in new.
Well,
okay, is that too soon? Should we have discussion on it? Because I'm willing to have that. Go ahead.
Did someone second that, by the way?
Yes, it was
Kathy.
Seconded.
Okay.
I'd like to add something, a clause to that motion, if there is going to be motion.
Sure.
And this is based on our experience at KPFA. We have been asking for a major donors list for months from the station management. And the answer is either there is no list and they may go on to say, well, there could be a list put. That doesn't preclude the fact that a list could be put together. But then we also have this opposition on the board. We heard it in the last SP meeting saying that the major donors list should not go. It contains information that should not go to the board. So if there could be some clarity regarding that issue, because it makes it much easier for an organization of this size to go to their major donors and throw in, you know, events, parties, and so forth and so on, and raise funds, as long as you know how you can contact them. Otherwise, it would be reduced to something like Arlene was saying, that, you know, you have to run across, come across. And I do that too, Arlene. I mean, I carry some of these pledge cards with me, in fact. And I've been scolded by my better half for doing that in the parties and things like that. Because she doesn't think that she thinks it's inappropriate. But, that's it.
Is she a member?
She is. She's a programmer. So.
She's a member and a programmer, but she also works for a competitor.
That's true. Yeah, she's on paid staff on KPFA, and she works as a paid staff for another NPR affiliate. Anyhow, so to make the long story short, if there could be a provision that, you know, that management shall provide such list to the board members, you know, by a certain date too. That's what I think. Otherwise, it makes it sort of very, very difficult for us to go and just find people to donate.
You can make that as an amendment.
Sure.
One of the issues with doing that is that, you really don't want individuals sort of deciding who they're going to go see, so that people get the sense of, wait a minute, the guy just came into my office 2 days ago and asked me for money. So there has to be some coordination by the LSB.
Definitely.
And designation of people.
Sure.
to do that.
And, you know, there could be some sort of a coordinator for outreach and fundraising. And we do have people, we have a committee for that actually right now, just recently formed at the station.
So, like, the chair of the committee could have the donors list.
Sure.
And assign people to go.
Yes.
Do you want to make such a motion, an amendment?
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, let's see. Whatever date that we have, I think we should, what is reasonable, Arlene, you think, to get the list in terms of timing?
February?
It won't take a long time to get some list, but we also have to be
real careful. I've just gotten one complaint, you know, and and I know that I've gotten complaints from some other stations from people who don't want their name as widely circulated as major donors. So we have to be real careful with what kind of lists and how we produce them. On the other side of the coin, there is a lot that can be done, and there are ways that we can work with individuals making personal visits to people that where it's appropriate, et cetera. So I'm committed to trying to get a major donor campaign going at each station, and I think that is a combined effort with LSB and staff. But we do have to approach this very carefully, because the other side of that coin is we can lose major donors, and we don't want to in the process do that.
Okay, Jennifer, Alex, and Tracy, LaVon and Kathy.
Yeah, I think the major donor aspect has been really overlooked in Pacifica for many years, and we have to do it. That being said, I think the committees should be very small, and they should be made to sign a confidentiality agreement of some sort. Another aspect of major donors, I mean, we have so many celebrities that come on our air and love the station in all walks of life, celebrities, academic celebrities, and all of these people have a lot of money, and they don't know that Pacifica has no money. So, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to kind of go after some of them, because they like Pacifica, you know, they want it to survive.
Alex?
Rico to the stand.
I just wanted to say a word about where I think we should be focusing our efforts in terms of both donors and potential listeners. I hear too much talk about going to progressive organizations. Now, there's nothing wrong with going to progressive organizations, but we have to keep in mind that in the United States, at least, progressive organizations are a very tiny, tiny number of people. I think we really want to reach, say, the kind of people who are going to the demonstration in Washington today. We want to reach the mainstream of America that is affected by the economic crisis, that is affected by imperialist war. And those people can be reached by radical ideas, but they're not going to be reached by going through marginal radical organizations. So I think we have to keep that in mind. We have to try to connect to the mainstream of the American working class. And that has not been done. And I'm glad to see that we're covering this demonstration today. That's a good step in the right direction.
And I think there are two ways we do that. One is by what we carry on our airwaves, and the other is by a presence at these events. And that's one of the things that I'm working hard on at this point.
And just one more note. That was part of Lou Hill's original vision. He didn't want a marginal voice as a so-called alternative. He wanted to reach the mainstream of America.
We need to do that, and I think that we also need to look at how Fox has created the Tea Parties and some other things, and there's no reason that we can't be doing some similar things on the alternative side. And goodness knows we need it. I really don't believe that mainstream America are Tea Partiers.
That's right. Alonzo, we need the Koch brothers.
Tracy?
Okay, so I guess this is a substitute motion to what Andrea put on the table, and it's just to sort of specify a bit. I think the wording is going to be that station development staff are instructed to assist and empower the LSB to meet 2011 fundraising goals by providing LSB fundraising or outreach committee chairs with a major donor list and a campaign plan to get whatever resources can be gotten from them from those sources by February 15th, 2011. with suggestions for shaping a targeted, careful outreach campaign for each LSB or something along that line. And yes, I will write that down and send it to the secretary, but I'm putting that forward as a substitute amendment so that the instructions to LSBs to fundraise are met with a specific action plan and specific steps that will be taken to see that that actually happens.
Is there a second for that? That's a substitute motion.
Second.
One difference that I hear in that is that it seems to be putting the initiative into management rather than with the LSBs.
I do not believe that the LSBs can conduct a major donor campaign of any efficacy whatsoever without any cooperation from their station management. So I am trying to make sure that happens.
Okay, so...
It doesn't change mine. Yeah, exactly, because I was just basically asking for the LSBs to develop fundraising goals and plans, which... you know, could incorporate a wide range of...
I was going to say, there's a wide range of activities that could be included there.
In that, right.
Washington recently...
I just want the LSBs to just begin talking and discussing this and to develop, and then all of the donor thing could be thrown in afterwards, but until... Yeah. That comes from administration first, I believe.
Well, let me say that I don't think this motion is intended to preclude other LSB fundraising efforts. I mean, certainly our LSBs aren't prevented from doing other things if they want to do it. This is to activate major donor fundraising in particular.
Can we make it as an amendment rather than a substitute, as an add-on to Andrea's motion?
I would prefer to leave it on the table as a substitute. If it's not the will of the body that it passes, that's fine.
Okay. Well, we have a stack. It is a substitute. I'm going to continue with the stack as it was. LaVarn, you're next.
Richard to the stack, please.
Okay, I have LaVarn, Kathy, Rico, Alonzo, Bill, and now Richard.
Thank you. Thank you, George. What I was going to just suggest in terms of fundraising, and we talked about the issues in terms of working with management, and just to throw out an idea that was a unifying type of fundraising event, and that's like sports events, that, you know, all sides basically support sports, and sports is a very progressive activity. You have people who participate in sports who are very progressive, and that's an area that I think that we really need to look at, since a lot of people do support that. So I would suggest that, you know, it does not have to be in the body of the amendment, but that you would definitely pursue sporting events as a unifying and fundraising event for the station staff and for the listeners.
Let me say that we've exceeded the time for Arlene's report. We're into the time for LaVarn's report. What I'd like to do is to set a time for this discussion. I'd suggest 15 minutes. Is that acceptable? Any objection to that? Okay, so from now. And Kathy, you're next.
Thank you. I think with regard to the first amendment, I actually like that amendment with one exception. I think that the board has no shortage of plans. The problem is that nothing is ever executed. And I think that last year, certainly in New York, we had competing plans and combined plans, and nothing was executed. And I think part of the problem is that the plans of both the LSB and the PMB tend to be inserting themselves in the management level of our organization, and that usually ends up with more conflict. I would like to, not as a substitute, but submit the motion that Andrea gave, but add to that to have an executable plan in place and so that each LSB would be required to actually do something in the next year. So I would like to submit that as an amendment. I'll write it and send it, because if you send me yours, then I'll add to it. And the other thing that I'm very concerned about I would love to see the thing with these major donor lists done on a case-by-case basis. I think that it's something that needs to be under the control of management, and I'm very concerned about these lists being used in a negative manner. I'm very concerned about people using these lists to undermine the station. And this has happened in New York very recently, so I'm very concerned about that. So I would say I would like to I'd probably amend what was that last motion?
Well, let's do one at a time. We
okay.
Can't
two, I can't make two motions.
You can't have two amendments on the floor at the same
but
time.
But two different motions. I'm amending two different motions. I'm actually resubmitting the one, the first one.
Okay.
And amending the other. So
okay,
there's only
we'll
one
it.
Amendment.
Okay, so.
You're amending Andrea's, aren't you?
What we'll
yeah,
do is,
I want to resubmit Andrea's.
Both the original motion and the substitute motion are amendable. And what we'll do is we'll just take first the one for Andrea's, and then we'll take this one.
But I don't want my amendment to be amendable. I want to submit it separately.
Well,
that's not legal.
You can't do that.
Well, my point is I don't necessarily want to vote down the first one, but I want to make sure that if we keep the first one, we still have. Am I making sense? I think they're both good motions. It doesn't make sense to just have one or the other, is my point.
So let's handle this by first of all taking the amendment to the first to Andrea's motion, which is essentially we want executable plans and goals.
Yes. Okay? I want that they should be
yes,
executable, but also that something be in place. Not that it's a plan, but it's an action.
But I put a deadline for the actions to start. I think I said by February 2011. I mean,
motion.
It should be something in place. So I generically went out and just said, you know, develop fundraising goals and plans by, and then we move on that. You know?
Right. My understanding is that the plan would be developed by February. What I'm saying is that the action should be activated.
Okay, so could we say fundraising goals and plans and fundraising goals, comma, plans and implementation by?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you'd like your amendment.
And implementation by February 2011.
Okay. That's
cause
better.
Because I could just
okay.
send that out.
That's better.
Now, is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Yes. Is there any objection to Kathy's amendment of Andrea's motion? Okay. Hearing none.
Okay.
Now, what was the second amendment you wanted to make?
Well, the first amendment I wanted to make was that the major donor list be handled by the general manager on a case-by-case basis in terms of sharing the list with the LSBs.
Is that implicit in your motion already?
It is actually not. Well, what is a case-by-case basis?
Well, from my perspective, I think that if the LSB is going to work on the donor list, they should be at the station with the general manager working on the list. I don't think that the list should necessarily be handed over to a committee because I don't feel that it would necessarily be kept safe. I think there's a lot of room for abuse.
Okay.
Let me address that.
Before we do it, let's have it as an amendment. So you want to make that amendment. Essentially, the general manager keep control of the list, and he parcel it out to...
But it won't make it may be different at different stations.
I think there's a level of...
No,
I
just
don't,
a moment. Is there a second for that?
Okay. Let me try to work on this. I don't think there's anything in my motion that precludes, and I'm willing to look at amending the language so that it doesn't preclude a particular signal area deciding that that's the way that they would like to do it due to the local conditions that they're dealing with. I find it a little prescriptive to advise that under no circumstances can general managers hand over major donor lists to a fundraising committee of the board. I think that's kind of a level of micromanaging of the process that doesn't necessarily serve all signal areas. So I'm thinking that we might be better off just getting some language into the original motion that leaves some discretion, depending on individual areas. I mean, in our signal area, it's a question of will the information be provided at all to anyone? And of course, the board isn't going to raise any money if it's not able to have any access to anyone who might give any money.
George,
I think there's an issue here we can address in the language. I'm just not sure that we have the right language.
You're out of time, Kathy.
Was she on the list? I was speaking when she wanted to respond.
Your time.
Was she on the stack?
No, she wasn't.
I was interrupted from what I was saying.
You're already over time.
But I just wanted to say one sentence,
go ahead.
Please.
I just wanted to point out that a lot of our major donors are donors because we've agreed to keep their names confidential, and to hand out the list of major donors could be a real problem with keeping those donors. I just think it's very important to consider the protection of those people.
Arlene, to the stack.
I'm going to give Arlene preference here as the ED who sort of needs to sort of manage this whole process anyway.
I have had experience working with this kind of campaigns with a local board in a much less divisive and contentious atmosphere than much of Pacifica. And some of the things that we uncovered were the necessity of being extremely careful with who you release names to and how you utilize those names. Also, one of the things that we ran up against was that when you're doing any kind of phone banking, that it's best to do it from the station. An awful lot of people today have caller ID, and they are not very excited to be getting phone calls from a lot of people's phones that they don't recognize. So there's all kinds of care that has to be taken with working with these lists. On the other side of the coin, one of the challenges also, and I know what Tracy's grappling with, is the problem that we've had even developing such a list at KPFA. And one of the ways it appears that the major donor list per se disappeared at KPFA. But one can obviously, through MEMSIS, identify donations that have been recorded and can produce a list, you know, in either descending amounts or whatever. So there are ways to accomplish this, but extreme care is necessary. I've also been told by a number of people in the Bay Area about people not giving me the names at this point, but that they are aware of that used to contribute to KPFA, and that when I can show some significant changes, that they will begin to pass some of these names on to me. And I'm depending that they will do that, but I have to be able to show something in order to make that connection.
George, this is Nia. I haven't spoken on this.
But you're on the list.
Okay.
The list is Rico, Alonzo, Bill, Richard, Nia, and Arlene. Oh, Arlene just spoke. Rico.
Yeah, I think an easy solution to the list would be just asking permission. There are some big donors that would prefer not to be known, and there are others that would love to lend their name to the cause. So I think that would be an easy solution. I wanted to possibly add another amendment. I don't know can you amend the amendment or an add on to it?
Let's see.
Really want to change it. I just want to add to it.
You can.
Because too often in LA, I go to a lot of events, and when I'm at these events, I think another opportunity missed.
Which one are you adding?
Well, we'll find out.
The first one, Andrea. I keep thinking to myself, another opportunity missed. I went to an event called GLOW out in Santa Monica, and it's basically art, art in lights at night, all along the pier and the beach. Someone said there was over 100,000 people there. I think probably definitely over 50,000 people. And KCRW was one of the people that was involved in that. And they had a DJ out there playing music at night. Over 50,000 people, and they were getting their name out there. The event was free, and it was something that everybody was attracted to. And I just think, why can't we do more things like that where we could really brand ourselves in a positive light? And one of the things, reason why I think we don't have any follow-through and we don't go to these events and we don't even think about it until after the event has happened is because we don't have anybody that's, it's their job to focus on that. A publicist, somebody like that, that's what they concentrate on. We are fortunate enough on this board to have people who are ex-bankers and lawyers, and when we get to certain things, that they come out there and they show that their knowledge actually helps the board. When it comes to this, we sit here and throw out ideas, but we don't. So, in closing, I would like to add a motion that each LSB acquires a publicist, unpaid volunteer, and that the national office actually acquires a lead publicist to coordinate, and that within 1 year, if the publicist, the lead publicists only, can show that they are earning their salary, be given a salary.
Is there a second to that?
Second. Okay. A point of information?
Yes.
Do you really mean publicist, or you mean a development person?
I'm sorry?
You mean publicist or a development person?
In my industry, that person is called a publicist. Mm-hmm. Okay. That person is, their job is specifically to go out and look for ways of putting our name out and getting us involved to bring in membership, to expose us
okay.
as a brand.
I just wanted to make sure, because we say that would be our development, would be the foundation's okay. equivalent would be a development director.
Okay, we have one more minute on this discussion with 15 minutes. I think we need to start handling some of these amendments, and actually we have to handle first Kathy's amendment of Andrea's original motion, which is to have implemented by a certain
time.
That
was already approved, Mr. Chair.
Oh, it was. Oh, good. Then the next one would be the one that just happened, which is Rico's amendment of the original motion, which is that we encourage volunteer publicists throughout the network to work with us to find and identify venues where we might usefully be represented. There was a second to that, I gather. Yeah. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay. Hearing none, we can consider now the amendment to, you had an amendment to Tracy's motion also, which was that
done on a case-by-case basis.
That the GM...
This is a timer for 15 minutes.
Yeah. We're at... Is there... Anyone want to extend time on this? We can just take the vote so we can...
I move we extend time on this for 10 minutes. Because I'm on the stack too, and, okay. and several other people are on the stack, and I have an amendment that I would like to make.
Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Then, so we'll continue with the stack then. What's on the floor is the question of the substitute, whether we should substitute for Andrea's motion. And, no, actually what's on the floor is your amendment to the substitute, which is, that's what's on the floor at the moment. Would anyone like to speak to that?
Could you please repeat exactly what is on the floor?
Well, as I understand it, Tracy,
as I understand it, Tracy's motion is that the GMs should make available to
an LSP fundraising or outreach committee
the donors list, the major donors list.
Donors with implementation guidelines to launch the
campaign. I can't hear.
Speak into the mic, please.
I can't hear.
With implementation guidelines, which could be
editing and selecting the list, or could be setting up some ground rules for how the committee should embark on the campaign. I think that's fine.
Okay.
And it doesn't need to be all the major donors. Perhaps it's a targeted group that you want to test, but it's an action step so that we don't just write endless plans and nothing ever happens.
It does not, because it's wide enough for any LSB to say that they have been, that the general managers have been charged to turn over their lists. And I feel that that's a problem, and that if we're going to do this, it has to be on a case-by-case basis, that the general manager can decide if it's good for his station to hand over any names, all names, or whatever. So it's on a case-by-case basis that the general manager has the control, is basically my point.
Okay, and, so I'm going to call that a substitute motion, because it does in fact delete some of the sense of Tracy's motion.
Yes, well that's okay. My point. Yes.
As such, you can discuss anything that's on the table at this point. Alonzo, go ahead.
We were talking about major donors before. The people who write $5,000 checks to the public library, they have problems. Not because of those checks, but they have problems because they're normal human beings. There's a difference. The difference between the people who are living on Avenue D and the people who are living on Sutton Place are they have different problems. So I'm saying that besides considering major donors, let's consider the idea of major zip codes, because the checks that can come from some zip codes, like Sutton Place, are going to be different from checks that are coming from East New York. So we have to find out the problems. This is what WBI could do. Find out what the problems are. They have no idea that they need WBAI. Or in Chevy Chase, they have no idea they need WPFW. We should be reporters reporting on our city and find out what those problems are. And then we'll start getting those annual checks from Sutton Place and Beekman Place a block away.
Okay. Bill? Bill is punching in his 2 minutes.
This is some really great discussion, and we need to be doing more of this at all the stations. But we're getting lots of great ideas. I like just about everything I've been hearing. But, we really should be doing this back at the Promotions Task Force where we have more time to discuss it. If you don't want to do that, I think we should just go with Andrea's original motion to ask the LSBs to develop the plans and goals, and because we're telling them basically what to put in the plan, and I think we're trying to micromanage that. I think I'd much better just leave the general motion the way Andrea had it. If you're not happy with that, we should refer this to the Promotions Task Force. I'm not gonna move that right now. It depends on what you want to do, but I think we should just close this off now, let the LSBs develop the plans. If they need help or more authorization, they can come back to us.
Point of information.
Yeah.
As far as I know, the promotional task force has expired. It does not exist any longer. It did come back with a report and a resolution creating these positions at each of the stations to coordinate promotions. I think what could be proper would be to get a status report on what happened with that.
But it's not a point of information. I'll put you on a stack.
Okay. I'll put me on a stack then. I'd like to speak
Richard.
To that.
Yes.
With all due respect, Tracy, I'm going to have to vote against your motion, because I think it along the lines of what Kathy's saying, I think it could be horrible. Could be wonderful, I guess, but it could be horrible. And I'm trying to stay away from horrible. The part that I would even go so far as to make an amendment to remove the words donor, what was it, maximum donor list, what was it?
Major donor
list. Major donor list. I would, I'm going to make a motion to amend your motion before I vote against the whole thing, and take those two or three words out, the major donor list, because for some of the same reasons that Bill was talking about, we're trying to embolden and enliven and everything the LSBs, and Andrea's emotion is enough. You know, they don't need a floor plan from us. They just so that if there's a second to my motion to remove the word major donor, I think that would be that would help.
What is the motion mean?
Yeah, what does it?
I'm going to vote against it anyway, but I want to get those words out of there because they're bad words.
Wait, got to put some other word in. Is what
no, well, I think it was that's a negation of the motion as far as
no,
I can
it didn't.
Tell.
It didn't. It just takes those three words out.
Well,
major
left?
Donor list because she has a whole bunch of other stuff in there.
Please,
Mr. Chair, she has a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm asking that those three
please.
Words be removed.
I'd like to know what else is in the motion other than that, the substance of it being that the GMs would turn over the major donor list.
It doesn't even actually say GMs. Alex, let's just read it. I wrote it.
Major donor list for each signal area be prepared by station development staff with implementation guidelines for LSB fundraising and outreach committees to work on donor outreach and cultivation campaigns by February 15th, 2011. You could add something like at the discretion of the general manager, if that would make you happy.
Well, but taking out the major donor list would mean there's no subject for that whole clause. So that's
okay. In that case, I would like to just urge everybody to vote against Tracy's motion. But you know, and give Tracy a hug when you walk by. But we don't need all that, Tracy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Couldn't the language be generous donation? Generous donor?
Well, it's his. Leah.
Okay. Is this on, John? Can you? I can hear you, John. But can you hear me? Hello. Okay. It's not about Tracy's motion because it's not Tracy. It's a motion. It's not Tracy. It's a little frightening to me. Let me just leave it at that, at best. I do agree with Kathy. I think, however,
are you trying to stay away from frightening?
Yeah. it is a little frightening. However, I think we need to have uniform practices throughout the foundation. The case by case here at A, over you here, it's okay there and everywhere. I think that's what gets us into trouble. So I repeat, I think we should have uniform practices. So Kathy is absolutely right. You can do the outreach. I did it years ago. We're in the station, and the general manager was right there in that cold performance space that you guys went to see last night. It was dark, so maybe you didn't see it. I don't know. And that's where we did it. The phones were in there, and the manager was there. And, again, Kathy is absolutely correct. It has been abused. So to avoid having that abuse, I think it should be uniform and it should be controlled. And again, Tracy's motion is a little frightening to me. I do agree with Richard on this one, that I will definitely vote against it.
Okay, we have no one else on the stack so far. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Good.
I think the sense of Tracy's motion is dealing with the frustration that the major donor program has lapsed so badly in the foundation and nothing's being done. And since that can be such an income-producing source, I think we could adopt Tracy's motion with safeguards, leaving it up to the general managers, having confidentiality agreements, and having small committees. If we don't adopt Tracy's motion, I really think as a body we have to keep on our general managers and the ED, who's obviously very concerned with this, to actually get on some kind of major donor program, because otherwise it's just going to be like everything else where we talk about it and nothing gets done. The list just go into the netherworld. So.
Okay, we're out of time in the last 10 minutes. We have a couple of people that want to speak. Is there a motion to extend time?
No.
Extend time for 5 minutes. Any objection to extending time for five
minutes?
Yes. Okay, there is an extension.
Is anybody left on the stack? Because is there...
There are two people, Joe and Tracy. Who
so I would like to amend it to say until those two people speak.
Well...
That's an amendment. It's an amendment.
Okay.
That's for the body.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 2 minutes apiece to allow Tracy and Joe to speak? Okay, hearing none. Tracy?
It sounds better coming from Tracy.
Well, I feel kind of badly for frightening you all, and I am sorry. I will say that, you know, this motion, not taking personal responsibility for it, is really just the way that when I work at a nonprofit organization and I run one, we implement a major donor campaign by the board. I mean, it's really exactly what's done. Whoever is dealing with development pulls, you know, puts together a list of prospects using their discretion about prospects that they feel would be good candidates to be cultivated. Then they work with a board member who takes some responsibility for doling things out and making sure that they get done and assigning steps. And you go through some process that may be calling people, it may be writing to people, it may be sending them letters or invites to an event or setting up a house party or whatever. And that campaign proceeds. I mean, it really is just a fairly straightforward attempt to cultivate donors. And I think being frightened by that is a fairly severe obstacle to the organization moving on it. And I think sometimes we need to be careful that we're not tying ourselves into knots to avoid every problem that's ever occurred in recorded history, and therefore failing to actually do anything at all. In other words, what we're doing is preventing problems rather than taking an action. We do need to cultivate donors as an organization. That is what boards are for. We have 125 board members. That's more board members than most organizations have. And to put up walls between those board members doing anything useful for the organization, that's why they do nothing but invite, because they have no work to do. And I think we need to start getting proactive about boards doing useful things rather than reactive in terms of preventing boards from doing useful things. So within reason, I hope that we can put together some kind of motion that makes some sort of effort here possible. And if this isn't the motion, we can try again at the next meeting. But some motion.
Joe.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'll just remind people that maybe this would cure the problem that I...
Cure the fright?
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, remind us that, you know, PNB members have the absolute right to inspect all documents in the organization, which I assume would include donor lists. So, you know, perhaps if it could be worked through that way somehow, where the PNB members are the ones who have access to those lists and work with the GMs, that would be one way to go. But it just seems that this discussion is forgetting that important fact, you know, and PNB members are also on the LSB, so people may or may not want to keep that in mind as they vote, since we're at the end of the discussion.
Okay, so we have to take first Kathy's substitute. Kathy, would you tell us what it is again? Of substitute for Tracy's motion, Kathy. So the
supervision. I thought it was supervision. Supervision, you said.
So the
No, I said discretion. Because discretion gives the general manager.
Discretion gives the general manager the ability to say, I don't think this is a good idea. supervision sort of instructs the general manager to move forward with something he might not want to do. So okay, it's
so
discretion.
As I understand Kathy's motion, it basically gives the general manager right of refusal to actually giving over any piece of the list, if he doesn't choose it, to any LSB committee. Is that correct?
Okay.
So let's take a vote on that. That's a substitute. It deletes.
That actually is an amendment.
Tracy's substitute.
Wasn't so much, but this is closer to an amendment.
Whichever, we're going to vote on it now.
Are you all sending me the language? This language that you're kicking out here.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly. Please read what it is that we're voting on. I agree with that.
We are voting on what Kathy's amendment
what does
just
it say?
Was.
What does it say?
It's it. Will Kathy say it?
I don't know. I don't have the original.
Neither do I.
It gives the general managers gives them right of refusal to turn over pieces of the list or even the whole list.
It adds four words at the general manager's discretion. That's all it adds four words at the general manager's discretion.
At the general manager. Okay, that is definitely an amendment then. So. To Tracy's motion. So I think that's clear enough and makes some sense in terms of what the motion is. In any case, it's up to you all to decide whether you want it. So all those in favor of making that change to Tracy's substitute, and again, we're going to vote on whether or not the whole substitute should be used to replace Andrea's original motion. So. All in favor of making that change, please put your hand up.
The amendment.
The amendment.
The discretion.
The discretion. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nia, is your hand up?
It's halfway.
Okay. 9. Okay.
I haven't had a half. I have to tell you a secret.
All opposed, please put your hand up. Okay. A lot of abstentions. So the motion, the change in wording passes. We're now up to whether or not to substitute for Andrea's motion. Andrea, would you read your motion again? Well, I'm sorry, it's Andrea's motion as amended by the first of Kathy's.
By Kathy, right.
Yes.
Motion requesting that the LSB's set fundraising goals, plans, and implementation by February 2011.
Okay, and Tracy, would you read your substitute as amended?
I know, it's so annoying. Major donor lists for each signal area. Let me start again. Major donor lists for each signal area be prepared by station development staff with implementation guidelines for LSB fundraising and outreach committees to work on donor outreach and cultivation campaigns by February 15, 2011 at the discretion of the station general manager.
Okay. All those in favor of substituting that motion for Andrea's motion as amended, please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4. All opposed, please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, the substitution fails. I'm sorry, Marcel, 7. The substitution fails. What's on the floor now is approving or not Andrea's original motion. All those in favor of Andrea's original motion, please put your hand up.
As amended.
As amended. Yes, as amended. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I counted her. 12, sorry, all opposed. 3. Okay. So the motion passes. I would ask, I'll send the note to the chairs of the LSBs, but I would ask you all when you return and there's an LSB meeting and you give your PNB report, that you include this in that and sort of encourage the LSPs to get the ball rolling, so to speak.
Just a point of order, I mean, I strongly urge the chair to please get the motion to, in writing to the chairs.
I said I would do that.
Please.
It would be helpful if the makers would get them to the secretary.
Okay. We are... considerably past the time when we were going to do LaVon's report, but what comes up after it is the approval of
microphone, George.
The approval of the budgets for KPFT and PFW. So I would suggest we let me just get the schedule up again too, so I know what I'm talking about. So at the moment, we're scheduled for 2 hours of yeah, that'll work. We're scheduled for 2 hours of CFO report and budget approvals, terminating at 1 o'clock for lunch. After that, we have the committee reports coming back. We originally scheduled 3 hours for this. If we need more time, we'll take it out of the committee reports. There are only two for sure, so I think that shouldn't be a problem.